Well, you're in luck because I have been single for 4 years and I have a couple catfish stories. Disregard these pants. They're my art pants. They get paint all over them. Anywho, this story obviously takes place because of Tinder. Thank you, Tinder, for creating the world of catfish. And I matched with this guy. He is 6'5" or 6'4", maybe. Pretty face, pretty smile. Sounds good to me. For reference, I am 6 feet tall. I live in upstate New York, and my dating pool is this big because I am shallow and I will not date short men. Anywho, I match with this guy and we take it over to texting, and he's very, very sweet, very responsive. Like, if I text him within 2 minutes later, I was getting a response. To me, it's just a little weird because usually guys that are in their upper 20s, early 30s are at work or something, and it takes them a little bit to respond, or at least that's what I've gotten used to. So this man is like lickety split with his responses, and I'm like, sheesh, let's meet. So we decide to go out for margaritas at a Mexican restaurant in my hometown. He picks me up. Everything seemed great. We go to the Mexican restaurant and we get seated at a 8-person table that's cut into two different tables, essentially. So on one half of the table, there is a whole nother couple that we don't know, and then on the other half of this table is us. Which was just a little bit awkward for a first date. I felt like they could hear everything we were saying and we could hear everything they were saying. It was just not a good vibe. So that made things a little bit awkward. And then the server came to take our orders. I ordered a strawberry margarita and he orders an iced tea. And I'm like, we made a date for margaritas. Why aren't you ordering one? And I was like, maybe he's just being respectful. Maybe he's driving, so he doesn't want to drink. Whatever. I don't think too much of it. And I'm like, okay. Now, conversation in real life is way more awkward than the conversations that we were having over texting. And it's not that he wasn't a nice guy. He was a really, really sweet guy, but it just felt like we couldn't connect on what we were talking about. Like, I would respond, and then he would respond, and his response would be like a little uncomfortable. So then I wouldn't know how to rebuttal it, and we were both just like, you could tell that this was like a really awkward first date. I feel bad for the people that sat on the other end of the table. They're probably thinking, what the hell? Why are these two people on a date? Anyways, the date finishes. We head to his car and he decides to drop a bomb on me. Part two, if you want to hear the surprise.
I have no interest in seeing part two. I have seen enough already. This woman will not date men she considers short. She says that she is shallow. I agree with her statement. Most women want a man who is a few inches taller because they like to wear heels at times. Only 15% of men are 6 feet or taller. But like I said, she wants a very tall man. Only 1 to 2% of men are 6 feet 5 inches. She has eliminated 99% of the men. The chances of her finding a 6-foot-5-inch man with a good-looking face is going to be rarer than hen's teeth. She may be younger, but as time goes on, she will have to lower her standards. As time goes on, she will become more and more pissed off because she couldn't find the perfect man she wanted. Her best chance at finding a man she wanted would have been during the filming of The Lord of the Rings. She would make a great high elf. She already has the height and hair. Her ears are already pointy looking too. Maybe she could give Peter Jackson a call to see if he will be doing any more movies.